Welcome to The Growth Machine, your backstage pass to the minds behind today's most successful digital marketing agencies. Each episode, we unpack real-world playbooks for scaling revenue, delighting clients, and building cultures that last. The Growth Machine is powered by Dream Giant, the partner that sparks qualified interest, turns leads into signed contracts, and nurtures a loyal tribe of eager buyers. Ready to think bigger? Hit play and let's dream giant. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Growth Machine podcast. I'm your host, Shane Miller, and today I have Eric Emerson with me. He's the founder of In Your Hand Media. How you doing, Eric?
Doing great, Shane. Thanks for having me today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. So why don't you tell me a little bit about In Your Hand? I'm sure, as I always say, you'll do a much better job than I ever would.
Yeah, so In Your Hand Media, we are a full-service marketing company. We're helping small, medium to large businesses all across the United States. We even have some overseas. We're doing a lot of cold prospecting plays. So think about your online advertising, your Google Ads, your Meta Ads, et cetera. We have other plays and some other like small niche type stuff like Nextdoor. We're even venturing into TikTok advertising. We do a ton of web development, so front-end design and back-end design. So we're really good. I think we have really great polished looking web builds. And we're also very proficient in search engine optimization, because if you have a beautiful website, how else can it be found? So whenever I'm out anywhere talking about my business, talking about In Your Hand Media, those are kind of the three core things that we always talk about. We talk about cold prospecting plays, your online advertising. We talk about web design and development, and we talk about search engine optimization. We also naturally do copywriting, email marketing, automations. We're even venturing into a lot of AI type stuff, but I stick to the core of what we're doing for most of our businesses, which are the things I just mentioned to you, Shane.
Got it. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, you kind of cover the whole gambit there, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to talk a little bit today. I know we had a pre-call to this, and we're going to talk about what this theme is about. And, you know, how did I get so proficient to say that so fluidly? It kind of pertains to that, but I won't spoil what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, of course, of course. So kind of like, you know, tell me a little bit more about the journey of In Your Hand, right? So, you know, give us a nice origin story, kind of, you know, figure out where you were, where you've been, and where you're trying to head.
Yeah. So this is where I'm just going to just break from any like polished anything in my head. And I'm just going to just speak from my heart and tell you like how I started this company and why I'm here today. So it was around like 2014. I started working for a law firm. And the gentleman was a CPA attorney who happens to also be a marketing junkie. And in that, I started to get exposed to a lot of these like, you know, gurus, marketing folks out there, legendary copywriters, et cetera. This particular attorney, he introduced me to folks like Dan Kennedy, understanding like Gary Halpert, the great Caldini, all these different types of psychology type plays that are coupled with marketing. And he was someone who would invest a lot into these like systems and programs. And me being a new guy at his company, he would just throw them on my desk. You know, he would like say, here you go. Here's something from Dan Kennedy's. It's, you know, it could be magnetic marketing or whatever. I want you to learn and read about this. So I'd learn from these experts. And he was even so much a junkie with marketing that we would even go out to Dan Kennedy's house and sit in his basement. So I was able to sit down in the basement of Dan Kennedy and learn from one of the legends. You know, then I found some of my own gurus along that journey, like Ryan Dice, who was a little younger, kind of felt like more in my age group, which led me to other type of marketing type specialists and gurus out there. I hate the word guru, but I, you know, it is what it is. That's the way he would always refer to it. You know, and then I found that I'm going to be truthful. Gary V. We all know Gary V, right? And around 2014, 2015, Gary V was doing a ton of his like daily V's, and he was like constantly saying like, "What are you waiting for? Just start. Just, you know, go ahead and do something." So he, to be quite honest, he was kind of the catalyst for me to like start my company, because I was hearing his messaging through those social media channels about like, "Don't be afraid. You know, take the risk. Do it." So in that, I started working on the side a little bit, building like WordPress websites, et cetera. And then I just kind of built on that. I kind of just, you know, one WordPress site turned into two, turned into this, turned into that. And then around 2017, I finally decided to get officially incorporated, get my EIN and make it an official business. And before I conclude in that whole little thought thing, you know, In Your Hand Media, people are always like, what is, you know, I was watching this become the TV to our lives. And I know that's about a shift again, possibly with glasses or whatever they're saying, but everywhere I went, you know, everybody's like into their, into the phone, driving down the road, looking at their phone. You know, so in your hand media, this is where the media comes out of the phone. That's part of it. And then also there was a little play on like, let's hand in hand, let's kind of do this together. Let's figure out a way to go to market for you as a company, a small business, a passion project, whatever it may be. So it kind of played together. But that's where the origin of In Your Hand Media came from. And then I looked on the internet, saw no one had ever said that exactly. There was like an In Your Hand somewhere or whatever. But I checked the trademark library. It was good there. Next thing you know, I got trademarked. And here we are, you know, many years later. Growing the company, you know, we were on like early off, you know, like the percentage growth would be like, you know, a lot, right? If you were making $20,000 in that calendar year because you did a couple of web builds and you're cutting your teeth, and the next year you'd make 40, and the next year you'd be like, oh my God, I'm up to 60, and then it just kept kind of growing, you know. And so then you get to a certain point where you're kind of hit a point of like Kaizen, and then you have to figure out how do we grow further. But yeah, that's kind of my journey, Shane. Any questions on that or anything else you want to clarify?
Oh, I mean, I totally understand what you're saying. Like I, you know, had a similar growth pattern, right? And so it's great to be like, I grew 100% this year.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I totally understand what you're saying. And, you know, we kind of discussed previously, like what your whole approach has been. And correct me if I'm wrong, it's been this really like grassroots networking approach, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So early on, there was someone who was selling doTERRA products. He was a friend of the family, a good friend to my wife, and she had joined this networking group. And I'm going to say the name of it because why not give them a little promotion? It's called AM Spirit. They are a national organization. They kind of compete with BNI. But in that, I got into a group around my local area of Shaler, Pennsylvania at that time. We were at like a golf course. We met every Wednesday. You know, I just remember going into those rooms petrified, not, you know, knowing I had to do a commercial every single time, knowing I had to get out of my comfort zone, and because someone who's more of an introvert had to become more extroverted. So yeah, like those early days were full of a lot of anxiety and fear. But what I really started to realize and understand is that it's such a wonderful opportunity for you to hone your mission, your message, you know, how you're presenting to the public, what you're saying, how you hope help people. It really kind of helped me to meditate on those things prior to going into those networking groups. And then naturally, as you hang out there over an extended period of time, people start to know, like, and trust you. They start to build rapport and understanding of what your capabilities are. And then you, before you know it, you have an at-bat with someone within the group. You do really great work. They start championing that to others, and then it starts to grow in that way. So yeah, I give a lot of my early growth to just the old school, getting out, meeting eyeball to eyeball locally. And even though I was like really big into digital marketing and ads and all that fun stuff, like I just knew, you know, I a few times throughout my career, I grew a little too quick. And it's super painful when you don't have the right capacity. So like to pour gasoline on what I was doing with the networking groups by firing off ads and stuff, I just was self-aware enough to know that I wasn't quite ready for that at that time. So yeah, there you go. AM Spirit was a networking group. I really advise if you're a small business to get out of your comfort zone and to check out groups in your area. They all want guests. They all want you to show up. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know what it's going to lead to. So yeah, for me, it was really impactful for the growth early on, and it's still impactful today.
Got it. And how would you recommend someone goes about finding these groups?
Well, there's two approaches these days. Step one is the old school Google and Bing or whatever, right? You can look there, but we all know we're all shifting to, you know, LLMs at this point. So use things like ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini, et cetera. Go in there and just think and ask a question like, I am located in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I am a landscaper. I have a team of X, or, you know, you don't have to put as much context into it like that, but whatever it may be, say, can you tell me about some local or regional networking groups that could be great opportunities for me? And it will spit out a bunch of, you know, things that you could look into, take it over to Google and look from there. And yeah, from there, just show up to one and you'll be surprised that, you know, there are like people that do this on the regular, and they'll inform you of other networking opportunities that will probably come out of that.
Yeah, it's so funny. You're kind of reminding me of, like, this is going to sound really weird, but basketball. Because I actually play basketball, and It was so hard to find. Oh, do you? Awesome.
Yeah. I'm trying to be the Kobe of marketing. I give Jordan to Gary V, maybe Russell Brunson. I'm a big guy. That's my sport, man. So thanks for mentioning that.
Awesome.
I knew we'd like each other. So.
No, that's great. Yeah, I like, I go out and I was really trying to find a group to play with. And it was because I'd moved and I didn't have a team. And so I just found this one place where people played pickup ball and I went, and then they're like, oh, there's here on Tuesdays and here on Wednesdays and here on Fridays. And all of a sudden I have a group for every day of the week if I want to go, you know? So I think that approach is honestly really impactful, because just go to one of these and you're going to figure out where all of them are. You just have to become embedded in the community.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, your community is really powerful if you leverage it. You know, it's a lot of it, like one second, I go back to this comfort zone thing. I think as entrepreneurs at times, there might be some folks that are more introverted, just a little scared, afraid to be separated from the herd, you know, but like push through that, because there's just so many things on the other side. And then you can always add on with, you know, more digital marketing in the future, but, you know, just to kind of get out in community, do that. And then don't forget too, if, you know, even folks in these groups, I just want to get on a little technical side, but like, don't forget, I'm going to look at the camera. Don't forget Google Business Profile. It's a free thing that makes up about 45% of local search visibility. You know, that's including reviews and what you fill out there. If you're going to just do your traditional website and SEO, it's like around 15% on that side. And then backlinking is about 15%, so 30%. So that Google Business Profile, if you don't have a website, get that up, hit networking groups. You'll be surprised at the visibility that can come from that.
Absolutely. And so kind of walk me through, you go to these events, right? And then how are you getting the conversions from clients out of these events that you're going to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So once again, I want to really express this. It's very much like farming. It's not like hunting. All right. So when you go out there, you're planting your seeds every single Thursday you show up, Monday, whatever the day may be. It's a nurturing process. But the stickiness at the end of the day is so much richer when you actually build those very strong relationships with people as they get to know you. You know, I joined, you know, a little about my journey. I joined AmSpirit in 2021. And then, you know, it kind of, and in all transparency, the group got stale over about around year two or so. It just started to like dwindle a little. It wasn't like what it was when I first came in. I then moved and I was like, all right, it's time to just take a break on this. So I took a break on it. I met one of my clients there who's a, like a wonderful HVAC. It's called, White Heating. I'm going to say it right now. They would not care. But like, I met, you know, Tracy, who's the owner of that there, and we've been doing business for many, many years since that. And then all of a sudden I took my break. And then all of a sudden, about 2 years later, I got a call from her. She's like, Eric, the marketing person at her company is gone. Get in here now. This is one of the best ones in the area. So I had my own client pull me back in to the networking group over there. And this one now meets at the Lemieux Center with where the Pittsburgh Penguins are at. I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So we meet there every Thursday. And so going to that group, you know, when I first showed up, I knew the game at this point. I understood that it's like farming. It's not like hunting. I have to just show up, be present, do my commercial, shake hands, you know, do a testimonial if I hire someone in the room. Think about others and think about ways in which I can get them referrals, because that's what it's all about. It's about helping each other. But I knew in the first year it was going to be slow going. And that's always the truth, because all these people are like, who is this guy? Do I trust him? What is he? Does he really know what he's doing? Like that's what they're all waiting to find out. Fast forward, I've been there about a year and a half, 2 years. I've already done a good bit of business throughout there. But even as of today, I went to my group this morning. I did a presentation last week on, you know, what prompts are, what a super prompt is, what the four most popular LLMs are, because I know those in the room, the adaptation point is so slow that they're all not even, they're using ChatGPT in like little ways, but they don't really see the true power in it. So I did this great presentation to kind of, on the front end, I talked about the company. I showed a few web builds, the eye candy, let people show our capabilities. And I jumped right into teaching. And guess what? Today, three individuals approached me. I had someone through a bank, through FMB. I had someone who's an interior designer. And then I also had another individual reach out who's doing like senior living type stuff. They all want to speak with me about marketing. And two of them scheduled already today. So once again, I'm just like with the traditional, you know, it does work, but it took time for them to really trust me. And even the one guy, like, you know, you know, there's certain people that you really respect the way they carry themselves, the way they conduct themselves professionally. There's been this one guy's like, if he ever asked me for a meeting, I know that I'm doing a good job in here, you know, representing the brand and the company correctly. And today was the day. We're having lunch on Monday. So that's yes. What I'm, you know, that's the thing. It's like, you got to farm it. You got to go in there. You got to spend your time. You got to be a good person. You got to make sure you're honest and transparent and all that fun stuff and just do a great job. And then a lot of fruit comes from that. So hopefully that answered your question.
Oh, it absolutely did. I mean, it honestly, like, the best clients come from patience. It really does. So I completely agree with what you're saying. So Eric, you know, I ask this at the end of every podcast, and I really would love to hear your input on it. For anybody who is going to start an agency, what would be your biggest piece of advice for them?
Oh, it's very tough. Like, in my mind, when you ask me that, what first hit my mind? You know, we're in an interesting time right now with the advancements of artificial intelligence heading towards AGI or superintelligence, whatever it may be. Out in my social channels, the interest graph to show, you know, because I start to pay attention to some of other people that are saying marketing agencies will be dead by 2027, right? When you're hearing this type of stuff being championed, you start to get a little like concerned, possibly, like, is that the truth? Is it going to happen or not? So I say that at the start of this because, like, historically, you know, I would just be like, go for it no matter what. But I think every single industry, even folks in college right now, or they're coming out of college or even entering college, are like, what is going to be the future here? Are we going to go on something like universal basic income? Is that even the truth? You know, are AI is going to take over being lawyers, being this, being that? We just don't know if it's fear mongering. We don't know if it's the truth. So I say all that as like a little disclaimer. You're like, I'm not sure if I would say go for it in marketing right now, because I, even in the back of my mind, is a marketing agency going to be worth anything in a couple of years? Like, say I work my whole life for this thing. Am I going to really be able to sell it? Or is AI going to just take it all away? So it's hard to answer that question directly. But what I would say overall is, don't be scared. If you have a passion for it, you really like doing, whether it's like SEO or web development or you're a designer or whatever it may be, this is the best time than any time in history where you have an LLM on your computer, on your phone, that you can engage with and collaborate around. What should I do? How should I approach this? What avenue should I go after? Which verticals? So it's interesting. I think you can build some, you know, great agency if you really want to. But I think you have to be very, you know, real about what verticals are going to potentially drop. You know, what verticals could drop, and should I really put a lot of effort into pursuing that, or should I focus on this? So just use the LLMs to your advantage. Don't be scared. Don't try to take on more than you can handle. Get out into your local community. Don't forget to find peers, like-minded peers, have coffee with them, share your wins, share your losses, and just keep on going. That's it. Just don't stop and don't give up. I mean, I've been going at this for, like, I don't know, it's like, I guess like 12 years, 15 years now. There's many moments where I am just so exhausted and wondering if what's going to happen or should I keep going, but I push through it. And then better days come. So that's all I can do is my word of encouragement is, like, don't be scared to go for it. But I'm just putting out a little bit of caution just based off the times that we're in, that don't put all your eggs in the one basket without doing like a deep research in the LLMs to find out if that vertical is not going to drop. But the acid test right now, adaptation is super slow. Like, when I go to that networking group, it's about 30 or so people. All of them are really lost with a lot of this stuff right now. It's just so slow. So I think, like, there's a few years here to get some real decent business overall. But I don't know, man. You know what I mean? I just don't know what the future holds with all this stuff. Like, it's a little wild and scary the times we're in at the same time. But my agency's still growing at the moment by the grace of God. So I'm just going to keep on just doing the good work and taking on stuff like this and making sure that I'm, you know, getting out there and sharing the message and those kind of things. So yeah, I don't know. Hopefully that answers your question, but that's what I got for that. It was, yeah, that was a tough one to answer.
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, it's honest, and it is also encouraging at the same time. I mean, I completely agree with what you're saying. I think that you know, in 3 years' time, right, what you're going to have is these micro and macro agencies, and you're going to have these really small 3-4 person teams where they just leverage every single AI tool so expertly. And then you're going to have the really big agencies that are kind of gobbling all the smaller guys up. And I also think the large retainer is going to die, right? Because what's going to happen is you're going to have all these people who, you know, I don't think an agency in 4 or 3 years is going to be able to charge $8,000 a month to run ads, right? I think there's going to be so many tools out there that make it so that they can run it for $500,000. And so the agencies that are going to survive are going to have to adapt to that pricing. However, we're in this amazing time right now for agencies where you can still charge those prices. However, your costs can go significantly down because you can use those tools that people are not yet aware of.
Yeah.
So like eventually it's going to catch up, but right now is kind of a golden age, I think, for marketing agencies who know how to leverage AI.
Yeah. And you know what? I think we work with an attorney who is trying to break through and do a non-traditional thing. She wants to focus on the neurodivergent, the LGBT market, all those things. She wants to really focus on that. But what she's setting up is a subscription model. And she's having a really like low cost point where you subscribe to her. And then if you need to have legal services, then it's on a project basis. I'm wondering if that is an interesting move for agencies in general. Like even for myself, if I were to set up a subscription model that when I go to these types of networking groups, whether these small businesses, something that's attainable from a cost perspective, where if you just do that and multiply that up to 20, 30, 40 clients, now all of a sudden you have a great revenue base. And then as their needs come up, you then just kind of talk through and have additional costs that still can be either, you know, consolidated over a few months or, you know, types of like that. But the subscription model, I think not a lot of folks are doing it. There's been companies that I can't stand out there. I'm not going to say any names that do that, have done that historically and haven't done it well. But I think if an agency really takes that into consideration and does it well, it could be something that goes against the norm of these big retainers that you just mentioned.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Eric. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate I really appreciate you being on.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you so much, guys. And don't forget to check out In Your Hand Media, guys. If you haven't heard us before, you know, I am very hands-on with my brand and business. I have a team of about 11 or 12 of us right now, but just I answer my own DMs just like Mark Cuban, just like Gary Vee. So if you guys want to talk with me, I'm here for you.
Absolutely. And you'll be able to find their website in the podcast description. But yeah, please check them out. Thanks so much, Eric.
You're welcome, Shane. So